Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Biweekly Asset Allocation Report for January 16, 2023. I'm Phil Adler. While many of the world's central banks have been pushing up interest rates to dampen inflation, the Bank of Japan has steadfastly refused to follow the crowd. But there are signs that that may be changing. Confluence Investment Management staff economist Thomas Wash joins us today to discuss why and how that may impact investors. First of all, Thomas, could you compare interest rates in Japan to other countries around the world?
Well, sure. Japan has one of the lowest interest rates in the world. It is the only G10 country that has a policy rate below zero after the Eurozone and Switzerland raised rates into positive territory last year.
And why has Japan kept interest rates so low?
A major reason interest rates remain low is the country's heavy debt burden. At 266% of GDP, Japan has the largest debt burden in the developed world. As a result, it keeps rates low to decrease the amount of interest it pays to service its government debt. Additionally, the low rates were designed to help support more spending after years of weak GDP growth.
And has Japan's policy to stimulate economic growth succeeded?
Well, not really. Japan's economy has averaged 0.5% growth over the past 10 years. Now, much of this sluggishness is related to the lack of consumption, which has been held back by an aging population, weak income growth, and the absence of a social safety net.
Well, I imagine huge Japanese exporters like Toyota enjoy nice profits because of the low yen.
Well, that actually didn't happen. The weakening of the yen has meant that manufacturers had to pay more for material costs. As a result, Toyota and other Japanese automakers were forced to reduce production of vehicles and were unable to meet the demand for cars for much of 2022.
Thomas, it seems to me that by keeping interest rates low and thus keeping the yen extraordinarily weak, the cost of imports for Japanese consumers would be sky high. What is the state of inflation in Japan?
Japanese inflation is still one of the developed world's lowest. However, it is rising. In November, the country's consumer price index rose 3.8% from the prior year, its fastest pace in over 32 years. Although much of this gain came from rising energy prices, other categories are also starting to see an acceleration in price growth.
Why isn't Japanese inflation even higher?
As I mentioned earlier, people in Japan are typically savers. The saving rate for the average Japanese household is nearly twice that of the U.S. This lack of spending reduces the demand for goods and services, thus limiting demand pressures on prices. In fact, data shows that the rise in inflation may have encouraged more penny pinching, as the savings rate in Japan is now at its highest level in over 20 years.
What has happened lately to suggest that Japan may finally start to move to raise interest rates?
Well, in December, the BOJ raised the target range for its 10-year government bonds to 50 basis points. The move caught markets off guard as it was not telegraphed, suggesting there may have been a sudden shift in policy.
Now, as to the timing, why did the Bank of Japan act now to raise this yield cap on 10-year Japanese government bonds?
The Bank of Japan claims that the move was designed to improve market functionality due to the lack of demand for 10-year Japanese government bonds. However, we are skeptical of this explanation, given the fact that the bank owns about 70% of 10-year Japanese government bonds. Essentially, they are the market. A plausible explanation is that the timing was related to the December CPI report, which showed a sharp increase in inflation.
So apparently, the yen's freefall is becoming more of a minus within the country than a plus. Do you think an actual increase in rates in Japan is a foregone conclusion?
Not necessarily. Although higher Japanese interest rates will help support the value of the yen, it is not the only factor. For example, a less hawkish Fed could also be supportive of the Japanese currency. In our view, there is a high likelihood that the BOJ moves away from its ultra-accommodative monetary policy, but it ultimately depends on whoever succeeds Bank of Japan Governor Kuroda when his term ends in April.
Returning to the state of Japan's debt burden, how would it be affected by an increase in Japanese interest rates?
As I mentioned earlier, Japan's government debt to GDP ratio is amongst the highest in the developed world. That said, the impact on the country's debt burden depends on the size of the increase in interest rates. According to Fitch Ratings Agency, a 100 basis points increase in interest would add 3 pips to the country's GDP ratio by 2025.
And how might a rise in Japanese interest rates impact the cost of borrowing for other countries, including the United States?
Because Japan is one of the world's biggest net lenders, an increase in interest rates could lead Japanese investors to bring capital home. As a result, borrowing costs may increase around the world due to the lack of foreign demand.
And finally, what opportunities for investors would be created by a rise in Japanese interest rates?
Because global interest rates may be impacted by the tighter monetary policy in Japan, financial institutions will likely benefit as they now can increase the amount they can charge to lend out money.
Thank you, Thomas. It's time to remind our listeners that our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. Opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. This information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Edwards.